So, to the quote, or excuse me, to the article we began with that caught my eye, the West's Weimar moment. He says, Joachim Bittner, setting aside debate about whether the rise of Nazism was built into the German DNA, there were four trends that led the country to reject its post-World War I constitutional parliamentary democracy known as the Weimar Republic: economic depression, loss of trust in institutions, social humiliation, and political blunder. To a certain degree, these trends can be found across the West today, he says, to warn young people to hurry up and help restore, reinforce the institutions that protect our quote unquote freedoms, is the drumbeat we are hearing from the power-fed media. And that was from the May 31st, 2016 New York Times. As to true factors and causes underlying processes, the columnists will maintain a united front of silence, else their tenure at a major paper will be brief. Among themselves, the setters of policy for power, likewise officially disinterested in challenging the system, the official story, discuss a different problem. Quote, "The greatest worry is that falling markets and stagnant economies hand political power to the populists, who have grown strong on the back of the crisis of 2007 and 8. Populists have their own solutions to economic hardship, which include protectionist tariffs, windfall taxes, nationalization, and any number of ruinous schemes," says The Economist of February 20, 2016, in the article or the column or the editorial comment, "The world economy out of ammo?" it asks. So are we feeling Proudhon, that money amassed means nothing? I recall reading recently the head of Apple saying they have the mother of all balance sheets. And there it sits, all that money. But money amassed means nothing if there's nothing to do with it. That is, nothing that continues to sustain power's blood-drenched illusions. Progress, to say nothing of their would-be global republic, is a very expensive illusion that is no ways sustainable. It is the nation frame that allows Proudhon to argue that wages must increase as profit margins fall. And of course, Pierre was thinking about these matters of exchange in the absence of our present circumstance of self-associated and established hidden power guys, of stealth and collusion on the part of the global state statesman, which changed the terms of the class struggle to the degree that it became another animal entirely. It is the hiddenness of power that blows to pieces the predictive power of Marxist and all academic economic theories. We, the earth, are the source of all wealth, but they have drained us such that we can no longer support them. So they long to be rid of us. But how to do it while preserving themselves, which means preservation to them of their dreams of divinity, their dreams of us on our knees begging and waiting to be given our instructions, is their dilemma. Are we ready yet to pick up our greatness, listen to our body's message, and stop helping the abandoned keep us from hearing it, our inherent richness?